when it's 12:30, we wait about 5 seconds.
Okay.
So it gets, okay, we'll go in my backlog, 50, 51, 52. Wow. Hello. We're live. Yes.
We're not dead.
No.
No. Let's be live.
Looks like, let me get my pulse. Yes, it's the GabFest live here at 12:30 on a, it's September 5th.
Wow. Already.
Yes.
Wow. Didn't this summer fly, huh?
And this is Jim Callahan. We'll talk in a second, but, you know, as the format goes, we do some headlines, and I will explain Paul not being here. Colin Kaepernick, there's a name to think about, and his endorsement for a big company, very controversial. It's all over the news, but we're not going to talk too much about it. I just want to throw that name out. You talk among yourselves and then see what you think. The Red Sox beat Atlanta twice. How about that? 8-2
is
the Monday score. The Heat, oh my goodness. The Heat has been ridiculous here, yeah, even into September, but we have a little bit of relief coming for the weekend. Hurricane Gordon down in Florida, the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, my goodness. These hurricanes, scary. Guess what? A Star is Born is back again. What's this, the fourth time, Jim? It's crazy.
Fourth time. I don't believe all these remakes.
We'll, yeah, we'll talk about it.
All right.
Bono loses his voice right on stage. He's singing along. Then nothing. Oh, my goodness. Shameless. This Sunday, mark your calendar, the 9th of September. It's back. They had a marathon of Shameless. It's been on constantly. What else happens here? Jim Carrey has a new show coming along on Showtime. Dennis Eckersley had a Globe article. It was a Globe article about his expressions. You know what a pair of shoes is? It's when a guy strikes out looking. He doesn't swing. It's a pair of shoes. What does it mean? Who knows? Dennis doesn't even know, but he uses it. Check that. Dennis Eckersley. We love him. He's great. Labor Day was... there was a lot of talk about the wild card in baseball. Remdog is now a friend of mine on Facebook, and that is a thrilling kind of a turnout. The playoffs will be coming up before you know it. This is Jim Callahan. He's sitting in for Paul, who's got family things going on. We're out in the garden.
Yes.
How you doing, Jim?
This garden, you did a great job on this garden, really.
You like my flag?
I like your flag, you know, very patriotic, very colorful.
Guinean patience right behind you there.
Yes, pretty soon it'll turn to snow.
So how you doing? How's your show going?
I'm doing great. Yeah? The show is doing great. We're now on 3 stations up there.
I know.
In Nashua. And Manchester.
Yeah.
And soon to have some FM stations. So that's exciting.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, we're on every Saturday. It's called Solid Gold Saturdays with Jim and Chris.
Yep.
And we have great call-in people, the viewers.
Request. The oldies.
The oldies, but the goodies. You say it, we play it. The stacks of wax, the plot is it better. Coming at you, the speed of sound. I'm getting wound up now. Too much coffee at 99.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I went to the Nines for a nice sandwich.
Yep.
And came over here for BATV's live GabFest show. And like I said, Jim has been nice enough to sit in. I'll be doing his show. It's WGAM. Go online, 900 AM. And Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m., he plays the best oldies. Little Richard, my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Tutti Frutti and all the rest.
Yeah, Lucille.
Yeah. Lucille!
Keep knocking in. You can't come in.
Lucille.
But I'll be with Jim this coming Saturday. We'll sit down. We'll play some songs. We'll reminisce. We'll have a blast. But you always have a blast. You love that.
Yeah, we do. You know, it's like no hot hold spot. It's live radio. It's not formatted to program of the suits, as I call it.
Yes.
The suits probably wouldn't let me in their station, you know?
Right.
The time and the temperature. I hate that.
I know. Yeah.
You know, I remember when George was on the radio many years ago, different stations, and even on TV, it was more like, I'm talking to you. You're my family. You're my friends. I really like that stuff, George. So, you know, we have a ball. It's a party. We have, last week, there wasn't many people around because of the holiday. And we still got 60 or 65 calls. We really? Usually get over 115, wow. 120 calls.
Yeah.
And it took over a year to build it. We were on WMEX in Boston. That's before right. they bit the dust. And I guess there's a new reincarnation coming this month. Good luck to them. That's going to be good. Jimmy J will be on there.
Yeah.
And
now what number on the dial is that?
1510, WMEX.
Yeah. The old 1510.
Yeah.
Same spot.
Same spot on the dial.
You had that wonderful talk show for a while.
Oh, Fireside. I enjoyed that. I had that all over the place.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. You had more fun with that.
Oh, yeah. We had everybody. We had movie stars, we had
I know
you on there with your reports,
that's right,
different guests, ghost hunters, all of that. You know, I was thinking, you were only in the new studio in Nashua, right?
Yes.
We had a studio directly across the street that was haunted on the second floor. It was huge. I mean, it was really certified haunted. We had a ghost hunter, C.C. Carroll, Osha Kenosha, come in there, and she went through it with the magnetometers or whatever those things are.
Yeah.
After an hour, she says, I got to leave this place. Now, that's a professional, and she's great. Professional ghost hunter. I'd be going down the hall because it used to be ESPN at one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there was many offices there.
It
was huge. And we were the only ones there, you know?
Yeah.
Our station and WSMN that we broadcast on also. So we moved across the street about 7-8 months ago. But I missed the ghost. They'd come in. And we'd be walking down the hallway. How are you? And I look around. There's nobody there.
Oh.
And, you know, you'd go in the to use the facilities.
Yes.
Hi. And I'm looking, you know, I kicked the stall open with my foot thinking somebody's in there, you know.
Right.
Nobody's there.
That
and
is
then,
amazing.
Yeah, Chris heard it. Then we had this thing, electronic thing on the wall that wasn't even connected.
Yeah.
It was not. Mike Hemion, who used to work for NBC, chief engineer, East Coast, West Coast. He says, I don't get it. Now this guy, transmitters, he run the Olympics, Korean Olympics,
that's
all
right.
that satellite stuff. He says, that shouldn't work. It would light up and work. Then I'm walking down the hall one night to take a break, go get a coffee.
Yep.
I look in the room. It's dark. The computer's on.
Yeah.
There's a guy sitting at the desk. And I says, hi. And he looked up and he smiled. And then I looked down. He was gone. He was never there, but it was solid. You would have liked that place. And one night we're leaving. Don't go. Don't leave.
Yeah.
They like the music. Yeah. Play more music. I'm not, people think I am crazy, which I am because I'm Irish. And that goes without saying. I've known George so many years.
Yes.
So he can vouch for that. But no, this is other people heard it. It isn't just me. Chris Porter, Mike Hemion.
Yeah.
And the list goes on and on. I love that place. This new one is good, though. And I'm looking forward to it because we did this with you, George, a month or two ago?
Yeah.
And George has a varied background in music of all kinds. So we're going to basically let George take the show over and I'll talk with him. And he's going to play whatever he wants and we'll do call-in requests. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I got a whole list. I got a bunch of stuff. Chuck Berry, of course, Little Richard, naturally. But it's all 50s, basically. Little Richard recorded for Specialty Records, and on that album, he had like 5 rock and roll hits, gold platters. I mean, stuff that were classic.
Really?
Lucille, Keep a Knockin', Tutti Frutti, Lottie Miss Claudie, so many good songs. And he is the best screamer in rock and roll, period.
Yes.
Nobody can scream like him.
No, nobody.
Paul McCartney met him and said, Richard, could you teach me how to scream? And he said, well, of course I can. So when you listen to a Beatles song once in a while, you'll hear Paul McCartney do that little scream.
I've heard it.
Yes.
So Little Richard taught him how to do that.
Little Richard taught him
that
how to scream.
That I did not.
Can you imagine?
That's cool.
But when the Beatles were first starting out, they loved American rock and roll. They loved all that, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, I know they did,
And they loved that, Fats Domino. And they would do these songs. They would get up there, I'm a walking, yes indeed, I'm a talking.
Very versatile.
And, and they were just in Liverpool, you know, just starting out. And then suddenly they added Ringo Starr as their drummer, and the rest is history. But Getting away from the Beatles just for a moment and going to television, well, let's talk about the Red Sox. Here we are at Fenway Park. The Red Sox beat the Atlanta Braves twice. Now, I didn't expect them to even win one game.
No, I didn't either.
I thought, the pitching has been spotty.
Right.
The Red Sox hitting has been like, wow, they only got one run?
It hasn't been good.
It hasn't been good, but it's been hot and cold.
Yes.
And the Yankees have been hot and cold.
Right.
There was a situation the other day when the Red Sox won, the Yankees lost. And I went, yes.
That's what I want.
I want that combination. 8.5 games at this point. They're playing Atlanta again tonight.
Yeah.
8.5 games ahead of the Yankees. Now, if you're the Yankees, you're saying, Red Sox are going to be winning 100 games in a few more games. It'll be 100 wins. Best record in baseball for a long time. We're 8.5 games behind. How do you actually start and climb up? How do you do that? Hmm. They will be playing the Yankees, as you know, a few games. But they swept the Yankees. Don't forget.
I don't.
They swept 4 games from the Yankees when they meet them the last time. But they have a couple games coming up. 8.5 is kind of a long way to go, but you never know in baseball.
You never know in baseball. That's the fun of it. You never know.
You have a losing streak, a winning streak. We've talked about the June swoon of the Red Sox, how all of a sudden in June they seem to not be able to win a game. For weeks on end, it's like, well, maybe not weeks, but game after game after game.
Well, it seems like it.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
And then we call it the August swoon. We called it the July swoon and so forth. But we're hoping for the Red Sox to go to the World Series. Now, Shaughnessy in the Globe is saying the Red Sox will play in the World Series. Whether they win or not is a whole different story.
But let's get them there.
Let's get the division championship first. Which I think will happen.
I do too.
I think all the pundits are saying.
Yeah.
The Red Sox have been there all year long. Why not win the championship and then go on for the World Series? But what a bit would that would be if they won the World Series this year.
Oh my God.
Oh, the town will go nuts.
It'd be glorious, yeah. We'd be celebrating for weeks, not days. Weeks.
Swan boats. You know, get out the swan boats.
No, get them out. Break it up.
Unbelievable. And will Sale come back? Will he be okay during the Houston series? We're worried a little bit about that.
I know.
But that's baseball for you, folks.
But it's fun. That's what makes it fun.
I want to go to Greece for a moment. This is a beautiful background, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
That's Greece. So suddenly we're in Greece, and I'm talking about a Netflix show called Ozark. Now, this is a show that you can binge. I don't know if you've seen it, but on August 31st, season 2 came back, starring and produced by Jason Bateman, great actor.
Oh, he's excellent, Jason Bateman.
And Laura Linney. Mm-hmm. They are involved with the drugs and all this stuff and the mob. And it gets very, very deep. Season 1 was very good. There was a lot of close calls for Jason and his whole family. He's got 2 kids, a daughter and a son. And all of a sudden, they're like a cliffhanger, and they get all of a sudden.
I love those cliffhangers.
Oh, I love those things. Good writing, good stories, good stuff. Ozark, if you are on Netflix, and you can just go there and watch it, binge on that. That's very good.
I'm going to do that because I have Netflix.
Yes,
I'm going to binge watch.
Yeah, that's a very good show.
That sounds something right up my alley.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to change our background just for a second because this is another nice, pretty, colorful spring-like background. This is Japan, incidentally. So we went from Greece to Japan, Jim, in one little snap of a finger.
That was a quick trip.
Quick trip. DVD report. On the 29th of August, I watched a movie called I Feel Pretty. Remember that song?
I Feel Pretty, yeah.
Yeah, where the heck was that from? Was that West Side Story?
Yeah, I believe it was. Yeah,
but
Rita
it was,
Moreno? Or
yes.
Was it Natalie Wood? But it wasn't her singing, it was somebody else.
Yeah, it was Marnie Nixon who did the voice of Deborah Carr in King and I. But no one ever gives her any credit.
I know.
Amy Schumer is a very funny stand-up comic, movie star. She's done a bunch of good movies, and she's good in this one. But she's kind of disillusioned about her figure. She looks in the mirror one day after having an accident. She bangs her head. She doesn't see herself as a chubby little girl anymore. She has all this confidence because she sees herself as this runway model which of course we see her as who she is. It's been done before.
Yeah.
That whole thing has been done before, but it's very funny. Lauren Hutton, remember the
old
model?
Lauren Hutton, yes.
She co-stars with Michelle Williams, who's always, she's a great actress.
Yes.
She's very ditzy in this one. You won't even recognize her with a blonde wig. But it's 1 hour and 50 minutes. It's rated PG-13. So, you know, it's one of those things where it is a little edgy for anybody under the age of 13. So parents, please, parental guide. It's called I Feel Pretty, and it's a DVD with Amy Schumer. Very good.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
I had a few laughs. I like her.
I do, too.
I think she's charming.
She is charming.
And funny.
And funny. Yeah.
And she's the kind of an actress who doesn't mind making fun of herself.
Yeah, self-deprecating. I
yes.
like that. I like that.
I like that.
That's what I like about anybody that can do that.
Yeah.
You know, because I think I make fun of everybody, and anybody makes fun of me, I don't mind. I do it right back. It's just
people
fun.
People make fun of you? Why? How dare they?
How dare they? Off with their head. Yeah. No, I don't mind, no.
Let's go back to our BATV sign, if I can. Here we are.
No,
we're outside,
outside
now. What a day. What a
beautiful, hot day.
Hot day.
It's
too hot.
It's 90. Too hot at this time of year.
Come
yeah.
on. It's September. It's too hot. I don't like hot weather. Now, folks, we have the picks. Jim and I are going to go through these, and we'll read a little stuff about this. Let me start with number 10. The Cool Kids. That looks like a fun show. A group of senior guys, Leslie Jordan, David Alan Greer, and Martin Mull. These people have done TV.
I love
Martin Mull. Isn't he
yeah.
great?
Yeah.
from way, way back in TV series.
Yes.
He goes way, way back. They're top banana of the retirement community until a newcomer, Vicki Lawrence. Mama.
Oh,
Carol
yes.
Carol Lawrence.
Yeah.
Carol
Mama.
Burnett Show. Yes. Vicki Lawrence. She muscles into the bunch, inspired by producer Charlie Day's experience working in a nursing home. That's 8:30 p.m. Friday, September 28th on Fox. Look for it. It's called The Cool Kids. Would you do that one, please?
Which one?
This one? Number 9?
Number 9. Well, Julia Roberts and Sissy Spacek, both great actresses.
Yep.
Star in The Mindbender about a caseworker at a facility treating soldiers returning from war.
Wow.
Where it all may not be as it appears. Ooh. Now that sounds like something
sounds
I want to watch.
And
Amazon has great movies.
What's it called again?
The Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yeah.
So
Homecoming.
That's number 9 on the list.
Yeah.
Give me that. Okay, let's move on to number 8. It's called Mayans. I don't want to even talk about that one. Charmed is number 7. Sarah Jeffrey, Madeline Matlock, and Melanie Diaz star in a reboot of the beloved 90s series in which three sisters in a college town are stunned to discover they are witches.
Well, I like that idea.
They discover they're witches. And that's on the CW. One of them that really jumps out at me, Jim, is called Kidding. You've heard that expression when somebody says something and you look at them and you say, kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah.
So this is about kids, all right? In his first series role in more than a decade, Jim Carrey plays a children's TV icon who slowly begins to lose his grip on sanity. Remember Mr. Rogers?
Yes, I do.
I think they're thinking about that, but it's
Sunday. Well, you've seen the previews on that, right?
I have, yeah.
I have, too, and that's the first thing I come to mind.
Really?
This is like a takeoff on Mr. Rogers somehow.
I know, yeah. So it's Kidding, Jim Carrey. Let me talk about Jim for just a second.
Sure.
His career was so on fire. The Mask, the Ace Ventura, Detective. He made like one hit after another. Dumb and Dumber. How huge was that?
That was.
What a fun movie.
It was fun, yeah.
They did a little kind of a reboot of it, which fell flat.
Yeah.
But his career suddenly just stopped. Just like somebody came up and said, Jim, you're done. Goodbye.
I know.
Michael Myers, what happened to him? His career was going crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Austin Powers. Austin Powers, too, was terrible. But then he did this Love Guru, and they said, he's box office poison.
Yeah.
Now he pretends to be somebody else on the Gong Show on TV. He's the host. You wouldn't even recognize him. He has this British accent. You would never know it's him except for the moves. Myers has these moves.
That was him?
Yeah.
I didn't.
The Gong Show.
No, I saw the Gong Show, but I mean, I didn't recognize
you never knew that that was
No.
Mike Myers. Anyway, his career, what happened? So Jim Carrey and Mike Myers both kind of fell off an edge of a cliff.
Right.
Gone. What happened to their career? Nicolas Cage.
What happened to him?
What happened?
I know. The list.
He made, you know, you make two movies that make no money. And then you
That's all it
office.
Takes.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
So let's ship to number one, and it's called The Conners. Tell the folks.
Oh, this is going to be a good one, or maybe not. We'll see. Life will go on without Roseanne Conner. Now, that is the question. Will it or won't it? Mm. The focus shifts to Dan, that's John Goodman.
Yep.
Darlene, Sarah Gilbert, and Becky, DJ, and Aunt Jackie, Laurie Metcalf.
Yes.
The revamped series will continue to put a lens on a certain type of working class family in America. And a network spokesman said it'll be on 8 p.m. Tuesday, October 16th on ABC. What I am wondering about with that, I've heard things you probably have too. How are they going to write Roseanne out? Some of them are saying she dies.
Yes.
But that's comedy, right? I mean,
well,
I don't know, but maybe she just went to the home.
Well, maybe she died in a funny way. I don't know. But they have to get rid of her because of alleged racist comments. She says she was on Ambien. The Ambien company says, no, it doesn't make you racist when you take Ambien. If you have insomnia, which I have, grab an Ambien and you will sleep like a baby.
Yeah, I have.
I'm not endorsing it.
No, I'm not either.
Not recommending it.
I don't go off on these tirades either when I...
No, tirades? No tirades, please. No. Guess what's back? I am excited, Jim. I don't know if you're a fan, but Paul and I both love Shameless.
Shameless.
They had a marathon of Shameless this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And I started watching a few that I had totally forgot. Talk about pushing the envelope. Talk about edgy stuff. This is originally a British show.
Yeah.
William H. Macy plays the father, who's a reprobate, a drunk, a con man. I mean, he is the worst kind of villain. Anti-hero.
Sounds
type
like
of.
Some of my relatives. I think I might like
that. You will. If you haven't watched it, please.
No, I haven't, to be honest.
Sunday the 9th, it's back.
Uh-huh.
I think it's been, I don't know how many seasons, but I've watched every episode each season. I look forward to it because you never know what's going to happen. It isn't just Frank. It's the daughter, Fiona, who's probably the sanest of the group. Then there's a couple of sons, and then there's another daughter. And if you watch the marathon, the daughter in some of the early ones, she's this little girl. Now she's married and has a child of her own. So you know it's been many seasons.
Yes.
William H. Macy, known for Fargo, the original
great
Fargo
actor.
Movie.
Yeah.
What a good actor. Wasn't he good in that?
Oh, he was excellent.
I am cooperating. They had that accent, that funny part.
I know.
The North Dakota accent. It was so good. And Frances McDormand, who's one of our finest actors.
Yes, she really is. Yeah.
She's like Meryl Streep. She's up there in the pantheon with Meryl Streep.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. No doubt about that.
Three Billboards. If you haven't seen that movie.
I saw it. That was awesome. That was really awesome. Wow. Blew my socks off.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. I really went there apprehensive.
Woody Harrelson.
Wow. That was great.
Sam Rockwell, Oscar winner for Best Supporting Actor. He played that horrible policeman who threw the guy out the window.
Yep.
I mean, you were going, oh no.
Yeah.
What did he do that for? Yeah. And then he goes down and just kicks the guy. You know. Yeah. Well, at least the guy, he bounced off, you know, was part of the
he
building.
Wasn't dead.
And he wasn't, you know, he was injured, but he wasn't dead.
So that's good.
So then here you have a guy who you totally hate.
Right.
Talk about villains. Dexter, his name was in the movie.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell.
Hated him.
Yeah. What a performance. Suddenly, he turns around. You don't really hate him anymore because he's kind of doing a little detective work on his own after being fired from the police force.
Right.
And then he gets together with Frances McDormand's character And then it kind of takes you off the edge, and then it just...
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. That was great.
Very strange ending.
Yes.
But it was a little bit open-ended, if you know what I mean. Yeah. It could come back.
Oh, I think it will.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
They had that feeling of... It wasn't over.
No.
What a movie. Three Billboards out of Epping, Missouri, I guess it was.
Yeah.
Wow, what a movie.
That was great.
But that got me to thinking about it. William H. Macy and his Fargo, and talking about Fargo. We went back to Fargo. But Shameless will be back this Sunday. That's September 9th. What else? Oh, yes, TV. The Lodge 49 is very good. It's an AMC Monday show that follows Better Call Saul.
I love Better Call Saul.
What a show. Isn't that great?
I was just introduced to that 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Were you?
Wow.
I know.
I love that.
Yeah, very unexpected stuff happening, which we've talked about this before. It was a prequel to Breaking Bad.
Right.
He's the lawyer. Yeah. You know, he's Jimmy.
Yeah.
Or Saul, or whatever you want to call him.
I love it.
He's a guy who he always gets into trouble, but seems to bounce back.
Yep.
You know, he always comes back somehow or other. But he's like Ray Donovan and a lot of these anti-heroes. They're not great people.
No.
But you kind of relate to them. You like them.
Yes.
And you hope for the best for them no matter what. Now, Ray Donovan, hi, Jim. That's my friend at the gym. Forget your last name. I'm awfully sorry. And hi to Jonathan Murphy, another viewer of ours down in Florida. Gets us.
Hey, Jonathan Murphy in Florida. How are you?
Yes.
Listen to George on the radio Saturday.
Right. So we were talking about Sharp Objects, Amy Adams. That ended, shocking finale. You said you liked something. I'll Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. I love that. At first, I was apprehensive to watch it, and this person said, just try it.
Just try it.
Jonathan Banks. Five in a row.
Yes, Jonathan Banks, who plays the bald-headed fellow.
Yeah.
To me, he's the whole show.
Yeah.
I mean, he is
absolutely so, agreed. That is fantastic.
Yeah, when the camera's on him, it's like, you want to know what he's up to, because he's up to a lot of stuff. You know, you never know what's going to happen next with him. But then our main character is Jimmy, or Saul, and now he's working in a phone company. And the whole bit about buying all the phones himself and then trying to give them away to these people in drive-in restaurants.
That's funny.
It's just
hilarious.
Crazy. I can imagine, Paul and I have talked about this, the writers sitting at the desk and writing this stuff out.
I'd like to be there.
You'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
And hear, let's have Jimmy do this. Wait a minute. Well, let's twist it around and make him do this,
right,
make him do that.
Exactly.
But the season is coming up, and like I say, I'm kind of like the entertainment reporter. I don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. We don't talk, you know. I did vote. I will tell you that, but I'm not telling you anything about it. But we stay with the light stuff. Sports.
That's the best way.
Yeah, sports.
You don't get in trouble that way.
But we only have a couple of minutes. I want to thank you, and I want to tell the folks that your show is great. It'll be on Saturday from 3 to 6. WGAM 900. Go online and you can watch that.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Just go to the website and click.
Go to the website.
Tune in. It's free.
Tune right in. Listen to Chris Porter, who's a fantastic DJ.
Fantastic.
He's
guy.
Getting better all the time.
Yeah.
He's so good, isn't he?
I got him when he was a little kid. Now he's 27, 28 years old. He's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
Now,
he's
when
like
did you first met him?
Oh, at Money Matters Radio Network, Mikey Hemion from NBC. I said, I need somebody that I can trust, and I need somebody that knows this technical stuff.
Yeah.
He says, I'll send him over.
Okay.
And he's never left through thick and
he's
thin.
He's great.
We've been in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Pat Station.
You were down
WCCM,
at Quincy. WCCM,
Quincy, WMEX.
That was quite a building.
Oh, I love that.
Great
place.
Studios. Yeah. You can look out and see the water and the boats.
Yeah, Marina Bay. I miss
Marina
that.
Bay.
I really, Brian Berner, John Peeker, all of them, Michelle McPhee.
Right.
Yeah, that was a really good time.
Yes.
But we're having one door closes, like Larry Glick from BZ used to say, another opens, and we've been there. I can't believe it. 14 months now.
No kidding. Wow.
And
great.
Getting better all the time.
Yes.
People love us. We love. I would actually move up there if I could find, accommodations that were suitable. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like Main Street of the old days. You've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's everybody's friendly. Yes. It's like Chance. Everybody knows your name. One thing, if I have, do I have a few seconds?
Sure.
I'd like to just say about the TV. You know, regular television is great. There's a lot of great shows on, but what's interesting me now is what HBO is doing, Netflix, and, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of others.
Amazon, yeah.
Amazon, yeah, I have Amazon Prime.
Do you?
This is fantastic. Fantastic movie making.
Yeah.
Just like they do in the theaters.
Yeah.
TV is restricted, as we know, because of FCC
sure.
and all that.
Yeah.
It brings realism to life. And not to knock the other things. It's so much better without the commercials, too. I mean, it keeps the continuity rolling. I think that is really the future.
Yes. Now, we want to welcome Gary Francis someday. We'll come in and do
He's
the
a
show.
Great guy.
You know, Gary's Ice
show.
Cream in Chelmsford. I mean, what a great place for
great
a
ice cream. I had
summer.
The blueberry homemade.
Ooh,
oh, my
isn't that
God.
Good?
Yeah.
And Gary is quite the DJ. He's very,
he's
he reminds
excellent.
Me of the old Yuckers. They used to call him.
Yeah, the old
Neil
Yuckers.
Dorman,
yeah. yeah. He's got the jingles, the whistles.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, it's 1 o'clock. It means we have to close
Already?
Down.
It's time
yes.
to go.
Half hour goes like, you know, it flies by.
It does.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, George.
God
My
bless
man.
You.
God bless you. We'll see
best.
You Saturday. We'll
okay.
have a fun time.
Yeah, we'll have a blast. Thanks for watching the Gabfest. I'm George Fennell.
I'm Jim Callahan. Thank you.